Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio as we kick off our spring previews at 2025 here at Pella High School with Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the girls track and field team. A season ago, a strong contingent up at the state track and field meet, and this year with some very big expectations, due in part to a large returning group from last year's team coach and a really strong incoming freshman class that were middle school Little Hawkeye Conference champions. Before we get to some of the specifics, what does it mean to have so many days? You've already been outside with this group already, many more to come, and to see just the exciting potential of this team.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Anytime you can get outdoors this early in the season, you get a better feel for what you have for a team, just because people can stretch out a little bit and you see some true speed that you're not going to see in a gym or hallway. So that's been really encouraging. And, you know, you can get a little bit more work done also. And so far this group has shown that they are willing to work for it. As you mentioned, we've got a large group coming back, and we've got a group of over 20 freshmen coming in. They had an amazing season last season, so everybody kind of understands that there's definitely some competition for some spots. I don't think I've ever had a team with the level of quality depth that we see on this one. So we'll see how that translates as the season goes on, but the early signs are very encouraging.
Well, and it's crazy because you've had some key injuries already that you're maybe going to be able to overcome. But let's start with maybe the headliner. Obviously, I don't know if anyone's heard of the name Marissa Farabee before, but you have the state's best distance runner, one of the best in the country, to lead things off. And what a building block, not just from a team scoring perspective when we're talking in mid-May, but to have that kind of an athlete on your roster. I know that's more Coach Cutler's territory often with the distance, but I'm sure you're very excited to have her kind of leading the way for this team.
Yeah, you know, it's a case of, as an athlete, you know, she sets the bar. And we saw this during cross-country season where our other distance runners get to practice with her, and so they see where the bar's at, and so they strive to get there, and that just makes them better. But then also as a teammate, you know, she's great too. You wouldn't know that she's had the success she's had just because, you know, she's humble about it and she wants the team to succeed. It's not just about her. It's wanting to help everybody get better also. So that's just a great combination you get in that athlete that's just going to make your team so much better.
And then the crew with her is also very good. We often talk about Marissa, but you have the defending, now three-time cross-country champions, and all of those athletes won't just impact your distance group, Coach, and that's got to be exciting that they can kind of spread the wealth in different specialties.
And that's a key thing. You know, cross-country, everybody's running the same distance, and which is great in cross-country, but you don't need 5, 6, 7, 10 people all running at the same distance here. And the great thing is these girls have been really willing to kind of diversify the events that they're in so that we can put them really where they're going to be the biggest help to the team, and also are some pretty strong events for themselves. So someone like Lizzie Vandervoort, who is just a phenomenal runner at 5K, we can have her run a 4 and an 8, and she can really show off her speed. In middle school, she was running 100s, so you know it's there. So that helps us out. Or even like an Anna Dobson, who, you know, was a little down the depth chart for cross country, she can come in and run some 400 hurdles or do some high jump, and we can use that athleticism to really help us out. Someone like Lizzie Newman running 4s and 8s for us. Mara Skibout running 2s and 4s for us. So they're just amazing athletes, and that showed in cross country, and we're hoping that that's going to be the same case in the track.
Here at Dak Rasmussen, previewing the upcoming spring outdoor track and field season here as the Dutch are getting ready to chase, I think, a very high expectation coming mid-May. Two of the distance runners you didn't mention that will have huge impact, I'm sure, in your distance squad, Reagan Snyder and Ruth Dunham, both coming off of phenomenal seasons and both with a wealth of experience from the last even couple years in the track.
Yeah, Reagan's been a great leader. She's a senior now, so, you know, from freshman onward, she's just had an amazing attitude, been a great teammate. So she's one of those people that, you know, the girls look to for leadership, and always been kind of a mother hen, which you need a few of those on the team. And Ruth is so driven. So again, she's one of those that helps establish that bar, that level of excellence that we're striving for. And so obviously, you know, they're going to be huge contributors to the team. It's just, you know, how many how many events are we going to need them for? And I should mention Carly Altwine too, who was another key member of that cross country team, and she's going to have a chance to really show what she's made of too, as you know, we rotate girls at different spots to keep them fresh. So we'll see what she can accomplish.
And we would be remiss without mentioning some of the injuries that we assume as of right now would be season ending. Elsie Brenneman suffered one at the end of cross country. We're not sure if she'll be back anytime soon. Cameron Long, coming off of basketball, had an injury as well. So two really key contributors, and no doubt two phenomenal young ladies who will be big leaders off the track for you this year. But a chance to test some of that depth you talked about.
Right. That's where someone like Carly is going to be able to take advantage of us missing Elsie, in that she's going to get some opportunities that maybe she wouldn't have gotten as many previously. As she works herself into the rotation, you know, Ruth obviously was going to be vying for some of those 15-3000 races, and so she's going to be have the spotlight on her to a greater extent. And the great thing is what we've seen in practice so far is those two especially, we have no reason to believe that there's going to be any step down from them. They've been amazing in practice, and we have high expectations for both of them.
Here at Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella Girls track and field team, as we preview the upcoming season. And from there, you have a couple of key returners in some of the shorter areas where, in terms of sprinting, where, again, there's still some development yet to be done there. You maybe don't have some of the Emily McMartins or Emily Vosses you've had right away, but some girls with a ton of potential, really, in that 1-400 area, some coming back and others coming from that phenomenal eighth grade team a year ago.
Right. That's where, you know, you lose Cameron, and she was the top sprinter we had coming back. So obviously that's going to hurt where we start with the season. But as you mentioned, we've got quite a few girls coming in. It's going to be a long list here. you've got an Abby Melvin coming back who started a lot of races for us last year. We've got Avery Parks coming back. Bray's back. Riley Parks was injured last year. She's back. Those two girls have been, both Parks girls have looked very fast. And then for the short sprints, as you mentioned, we've got an incoming group of freshmen. Genevieve Truer, Haley DeVries, Aurora Rankin, who were on a 4x1 team that ran at the Drake Relays last year when they were in middle school. They've come in, and they've just looked phenomenal. And, you know, they're working as harder as anybody at practice to keep getting better and better. So, you know, you start looking at that list of names, and we've got a lot to choose from there. Even someone like Kelsey Tauke, who was hurt most of last season for us and missed a season, she's back again. So now, you know, you get enough sprinters in there that they're going to have to push each other. There's going to be the competition, and we're definitely going to be better than what we were last year, which is really exciting to see that come through.
Few of the other names, Kyla Barnes and Camry Trine, I know also. There's so many names, Coach. We're not intentionally leaving anybody out, but we wanted to mention those two as well, who are phenomenal. And one of the big question marks of the program, which has been strange because you've had a lot of success there, have been more of your field events, long jump, high jump, your throwing groups. Last year maybe saw the signs of a lot of potential for state scoring. We've had a lot of great girls go through and really have some big improvement, but it seems like Dak in all four of those, finally to the point where maybe we can start to see some girls at the Blue Oval again in those events.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll go back for just a second because we didn't mention Mara Skibout either.
We did in the cross-country conversation.
Oh, gotcha. Yep. Yes. Because we're kind of talking 100, 200, 400. We didn't even get to that. We have so much we could talk about. It's a good thing I won't be talking to you just one time this season. So, yeah, as far as field events go, you got Katie Sheckle, who was throwing phenomenally last year, just missed out on medaling, so we're hoping that with another season of experience, because really, this is only the second year she's really been throwing shot put. So if she can make the same progress she made last year, we're hoping for some points at stake there. Maggie Thompson, again, if she can take another step forward in the disc, we've got potential there. Ireland Bishop has just been tearing up the weight room in the off season. And so, again, she kind of came on at the end of last season in the discus, and if she can make progress, and all three of those, really throwing shot and discus both, have potential for doing great things this season. Just to name a few, probably the top ones that we've got right now in that area. And then as far as we've got Kelsey coming back for the high jump. She's got some experience. We've got a couple freshmen jumping with her. Avery in the long jump, and we've got a few freshmen coming back and joining her also. So those are, again, the jump events. We're expecting to get points every meet there. And then we've got the potential that hopefully we can maybe get something done at the state level also.
Here at Dak Rasmussen, as we keep on talking girls track and field, and then a group that has finally started to show some signs of improvement, and one, the girls have been working so hard in your hurdles area. It's a place where you hold the state meet record in it in terms of the shuttle hurdle relay, and you've had a lot of girls really working hard who are very good athletes in many cases in different sports, and maybe some reinforcements coming from them in the 400 hurdles with some options there and some of your speedy girls. And again, another area that might be really fun to watch for growth, and we'll see where they land by early May.
Yeah, as far as the shorter hurdles go, we've got Emmy Riddick and Abby Brand coming back from last year. The Parks girls are hurdling. They've looked very fast. And then we've got a couple freshmen, Brianna Mass and Michaela Luttrell, that have shown a lot of potential. They were the top hurdlers coming in from last year's eighth grade team. So we're excited about them. So again, that's an area where we believe that we are going to be significantly faster in that event than what we have been the last 3, 4, 5 years, right? So we're excited about that. And then, Kyla Barnes and Cammie Trine are both going to be 400 hurdlers this year. And we look at the 400 times they put up last year and the way that usually converts to the hurdles, and they've looked great going over hurdles. Those are a couple that we think that they, again, have potential to maybe do something at the state level.
And then now let's shift gears, because I think we got through most of the groups at this point. If not, I'm sure we'll touch on many throughout the year. We always talk schedule, and in track and field, the ultimate goal, especially at Pella over the years, has been to perform and do well by mid-May. And there are a lot of meets that you have scheduled in the outdoor season that will hopefully get you there. A lot of 4A competition that you'll be seeing. We already mentioned the Jim Duncan Invitational, among other races, of course, the Drake Relays. We always want to send a big group, not to take some of your thunder there, but the schedule is built for that purpose, is to get the girls ready for that stretch run in May.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we get to knock off a little rust in the indoors, and then right away we go to Waukee Northwest, run against some big schools, kind of see where we're at and where we need to be. And then normally we'd go to DCG and get some great good competition there, but unfortunately we've got to deal with prom this year. But again, we're kind of setting the stage really to do well at Jim Duncan. And then hopefully by that point, we've got some qualifiers for Trake, exactly like you said. And then it's all about fine tuning. So then when we're ready to go for we've got our last two home meets at our amazing new stadium. So the girls can feel nice and fast going into the conference meet and then the state qualifier in state. So we've got a few big meets in there and some smaller meets sprinkled in, you know, to get some confidence, to work a few things out, to check some different lineups. But ultimately, yeah, periodically we've got those big meets as checkpoints throughout the season.
And then that gets to, well, the rest of the field. And after last year, with the amount of girls coming back, with this freshman class coming in, who's obviously shown some big potential, it's clear the expectations are high. But, of course, you have competition, too. Class 3A has been among the most competitive since I've been here now for 10 years and my 11th year of covering stuff, and certainly not going to be any different this year. It'll just be a little bit different maybe in terms of not maybe one or two teams in the preseason, coach, that are an ADM and Solon ahead above the rest. It seems like 3A feels really wide open coming in.
Yeah, and it is, because, you know, last season you kind of would predict that ADM would do well. Solon at state didn't maybe do as well as you might have thought. And again, that just shows the level of competition in 3A, which honestly works to our favor, because, again, we have a lot of potential. We're talking of potential right now. But with our potential and the number of points that we potentially score at state, that could really be hard for the rest of 3A to come and catch us, just because a lot of the points could be spread out. You know, if you could score 50 points last year, you would have won state. there was a time when you could score 70 points and that wasn't enough to win state. So, yeah, hopefully we're able to take advantage of the parity in 3A.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. Good health is always the biggest key, and we're hopeful these girls can stay healthy while they pursue some really big goals. That's Stack Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella Girls Track and Field Team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time, and I envision quite a few chats between now and hopefully our favorite place in the world in mid-May, the Blue Oval Drake Stadium. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.